AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The man accused of opening fire at the White House Correspondents Association dinner railed against Trump administration policies. The AP reviewed messages where the suspect referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin. The writings were sent to family members shortly before shots were fired at the Washington Hilton on Saturday night. Authorities say Cole Thomas Allen tried to charge the hotel bathroom. He was tackled to the ground and taken into custody. President Trump was quickly evacuated and was not injured. The president spoke to Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing about the incident. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Trump calls the gunman who tried to breach the correspondents' dinner that he was at Saturday night a very troubled guy who left behind a manifesto showing he was out to get him and his administration.
He had a lot of hatred in his heart for quite a while. And it was a religious thing. It was strongly anti-Christian.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing, Trump says the man's family did contact authorities about him.
Family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is identified by law enforcement officials as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. The Justice Department's acting leader, Todd Blanch, says he traveled by train from California, checking into the Washington Hotel as a guest where the event was held. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. military has released video of a strike on a boat suspected of ferrying drugs in the Pacific Ocean. It says three suspected drug traffickers were killed in the strike yesterday. King Charles III is heading to Washington today to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. His visit comes as U.S.-British relations are strained over issues, including the Iran war. This is AP News. World shares mostly gained, and the price of Brent crude jumped $2.50 a barrel earlier today. And a major athletic feat has been achieved overseas at this weekend's London Marathon. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
Sebastian Sawe of Kenya has become the first person to break the fabled two-hour barrier in the marathon in a huge moment in sports history. Sawe smashed the men's world record by 65 seconds in winning the London Marathon in 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 30 seconds. The second-place finisher, Yomif Kejelcha of Ethiopia, also dipped under 2 hours by crossing the line in 1:59.41 in his first-ever marathon. Jacob Kiplimo of Uganda broke the previous world record time, set by Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum in Chicago in 2023, by 7 seconds in finishing in 2 hours 28 seconds. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.